Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. My name is Urban Rue of UrbanRue.com. I want to teach you some yoga for men. So for all those guys out there, I'm going to teach you some yoga exercises or yoga poses that will help you get strong in your core, help you get six-pack abs, and help you to increase or improve your balance and increase your flexibility. So let's go ahead and get started. So making sure that you're standing on a mat or simply on the carpet at your home, give yourself enough space. That's going to be very key. Give yourself enough space. And if you do have water, make sure you have a bottle of water with you handy. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and get started and make sure you listen to your body and do the best you can as you go throughout these poses. Now, you can also, before I do begin my workout, you can find more health and fitness related stuff. If you'd like to catch me on a health out, go to healthout.google.com/plusurbanrue. You can also go to urbanrue.com and see more stuff that I have out there available as well. And then you can see my podcast on iTunes for Mind, Body, and Soul. So we're going to go ahead and get started and have a great workout, okay? Now, standing at the front of the mat, we're going to practice some hatha yoga. Your feet are hip distance apart. Now, we're going to go ahead and loosen up the body with softening the knees from the right and to the left. You put your arms swaying as you move comfortably. Little pelvic tilt, knees soft. Just going to warm up to the upper body. Okay, as we slow the movement down. Now, if you like tucking your clothing, you may want to tuck in some clothing so your shirt doesn't tend to climb up on your back, okay? So, as we're here, my screen is a little bit small. I'm trying to figure out the resolution on it, but I hope you can bear with me. My arms are going to extend out of the shot, but let's go ahead and get started. Reach the arms up as we inhale. Let's reverse spin as we exhale. Lift the chest, hips go forward, and you lean back a bit. Good. Inhale, come up. Now we're going to squat to a chair. Let's push the hips back. Sit low. The knees are over your ankles. Toes are visible over those knees. The knees aren't over your ankles because your toes are over the knees. Okay? Now we're going to inhale, stand tall. Hold forward with a flat back. We exhale. Fold it in half and hold behind your legs. Keep pressing those thighs back so you feel the stretch in your hamstrings. Continue to breathe. Now, if it's too much of a stretch to those hamstrings, bend the knees and place your arms behind your legs if you'd like. Keep your chest on your thighs, and we'll each exhale, let's lift our hips up as we bring our shoulders and your head close to our feet. Nice inhale and exhale. Great. Okay, so we're going to release our arms. Now, as we inhale, we're going to put our hands to the ground. Take a big step back with our right leg and keep the left foot, left heel over the ankle. Exhaling. We're going to inhale and drive the left leg back. Hold in a plank position. Hips in line with heels to shoulder. Okay, so this is a nice high planker to pop on the push up. Now we're going to go to a low plank. If you like to rest your knees to the ground, you're welcome to do so, but you keep lying straight. We inhale, come down, keep those elbows close to us. Now you can rest your knees, point your feet back. Exhale, we straighten your arms and lift the chest, shoulders in our head. Shoulders are back and down, head looking up. Keep your hips moving down. Breathe in and out. Okay, we're going to inhale, lift our hips. And now we're going to push our hips back to our heels as long as we reach out in front of us. Rest your head onto the mat, or you can fold your arms and let your head rest your hands. Inhale, exhale. Warm up, left side of the patient. Put your hands out in front, and just lift to our table. Curl the toes under, lift up our knees, hips, and push back against our hands. You're going to lift your hips, push them back against those hands. You lift your tailbone up onto the sky. Breathe in and out. Stay strong to your arms. Okay, as we inhale, we're going to exhale, walk our feet up to the back of our hands, and just stay at that standing forward bend. Okay, now as we inhale, walk the hands up the legs, back to one vertebrae at a time. As you touch your shoulders, hold the low back and down, head up flat. Now you're mountain pose. Okay, so now we're standing here. Now we're going to go ahead and do a second sequence. I'll show you a couple different modifications where it could be a little more challenging. So, be sure you can do that one that we just did, all right? So let's try to do that again. We inhale, reach up. Exhale, reverse band, head forward, chest up, arms back. Good, inhale, come up. Now let's sit back into our chair. Hips going back like this. Sink into that chair, arms are out long, nice and straight. Up here your ears. Now lift your heels up, turn your tiptoes. Great job, working those muscles in your legs. Inhale, inhale, stand tall. Lower those heels, hold pose with a flat back as you exhale. Standing forward bend. Keep the thighs pressing back. Now let's rest our hands onto the ground as we inhale. Now this time we're going to exhale. We're going to inhale. Take the left leg back, right knee over the ankle. And we exhale. Okay, now we're going to inhale and drive our right leg back. And exhale. Continuing to breathe. The core engaged. Great. Now we inhale. Exhale, lower the knees. Or keep the leg straight. I'll let it straight. That's up to you. Listen to your body. We inhale, come down. Keep the elbows close to it. Exhale, push up with your cobra. Step, going back, you're still on the ball of your feet, which is more of an upward dog. If you want to rest your knees down, feet back, you can do that as well. Feel that stretch in your abdominals. Then we're going to curl the toes under, lift up your hips, or simply lift your knees and scoot down. If you look again, on a more challenging modification, and push back against your hand as you lift your hips. So now you're that downward facing dog. Push back into your arm, your hands. Arms are straight and strong. Breathing in and out. Now as we inhale, we're going to exhale. Jump the circle, left to the back of our hand. Standing. Over bend. Continue the breath. Then we're going to release our hands. And we're going to roll up through our spine and stack the body, one vertebrae on the top of the other. Shoulders back and downer, and you're flat. Nice job. Okay, so here we're going to go ahead and work on a little bit more balance. Okay, so I'm going to scoot away from the wall. Yeah, I'm kind of in a limited space, but this is some exercises you can do at home for some home fitness TV for yourself. Okay, so here we're going to work on a little bit more balance now and working the core. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and reach arms up high. Reach into the sky with the hands. Now lift your heels up, join your tiptoes. Great job. Now lower your heels, lower your arms next to your hips. Then lean forward as you lift your left leg. So lean forward, your arms can come down in front of you. You're balancing your right foot. Keep your left leg up so that is in line with your back. As you flex that foot, keep your right leg fairly straight. Unlock it just a little bit. Keep lifting the right leg and flex that foot behind you so your toes are toward your kneecap. Okay, now we're going to rest the fingers on the ground. Now what we're going to do is bend the left leg and bring it over your right side. Bring your shoulders, your hips closer to your right leg. Feel that stretch going on that left side. Breathe in and out. Okay. Now we're going to lower that leg, come back to having it straight out in front, keep your right hand on the ground, raising your left arm up, stack your left hip on top of your right hip, keep breathing, looking down at the ground with your fingers, or onto at a focal point. If you'd like to, try to turn your head as you still reach up with that arm and keep that left leg up and lift up your stomach. Your right leg fairly straight. So stretch. Continue your breath. this is a standing half moon. Okay, as we inhale, we're going to exhale, lower the arm, lower that left leg, so we plant that left foot next to the right, back foot, standing, lower bend. Great job. Okay, so we're going to release our hands as we inhale, and roll up, stacking through the spine, one vertebra on top of the other, shoulders back and down, head up. Wow. Nice job. I hope that was challenging for you. And then we're going to do the other side. Okay, so you mirroring the image, arms up high. Lift your heels up, working those calves. Once again, draw your tiptoes. Lower your heels down. Fold forward with a flat back as you exhale. Fold it in half. Great job. Shoulders head down towards your feet. Okay, so we're going to place our hands on the ground now. Now we're going to lift that right leg up to be in line with our back. Keep that right foot flat. Toes towards your knee. That leg stays straight. Back is now flat. If you'd like to just balance on that left foot, turn next to your hip. So you're standing. This gap. I think it's the Warrior One. Pose the jaw straight next to you. We'll find out to see about the bird. We can have your arms in front. Okay. Now bring your arms down. Fingertips to the ground. Bend the right leg. Bring it way over to your left side. Lift up that right hip. Feel that stretch in your obliques. Try to bring your toes far to that left side. Keep your left leg straight. You're doing great. Good job. If it's a little challenging for you, you can always hold on to a chair or a wall. Alright? So be sure you listen to your body. If it's too difficult to just balance on one foot, put that left, right foot back on the bed. Here we go. Right. Moving into the half moon pose by raising the right arm up. Okay. Straighten out the right leg. Look up at your thumb. Keep your right leg up. Standing through your fingertips as you breathe. Deflect the right foot. Keep that leg straight. Nice inhales and exhale. Good. As we inhale, we're going to exhale over the arm. Bring that right leg down. Plant that foot next to your left. Back to standing. Forward bend. Releasing our hands as we inhale. Now we're going to stack the body, the vertebrae ground top together. Left foot standing, mountain pose, shoulders back and down, head to the up last. Nicely done. I hope those are some great yoga poses for you to be able to do and challenge your mental game and your physical game. Okay, so a little windmill from the right and left. Excellent. Okay, we'll slow it down a little bit. Okay, so now be sure that you do stay hydrated. I'm going to take a drink of water, and I hope you do the same before we start some more yoga poses here. So you always want to make sure you stay hydrated because that's getting more oxygen into your blood and into your system to give you more energy. This will help increase your endurance and your flexibility and help those muscles grow and help you feel great and keep your eye lubricated as well. Okay, so our next standing poses are going to be some warrior poses. Okay, so what we're going to do is take, as you're facing toward me, we're going to stand apart with our legs about 4 feet apart. Now, since you're mirroring my image, I'm going to turn my right foot away from you so the toes are in line with this right knee. Left heel spins out a little bit so the foot is more pointed in at about a 45 degree angle. The arms are out to a T as we inhale, shoulders are back and down. Now as we exhale, we're going to bend our right leg and put the knee over the ankle. Keep the shoulders back and down. Keep reaching away from you with your fingertips far in front and your left hand reaching far back. You're trying to lunge with your hips into your right heel and to breathe. Keeping back leg straight, pressing the outside of the feet into the ground. Can you do your breath? Okay, now as we inhale, we're going to exhale, move way over to the right side and rest our forearm on our thigh. Now reach up with that left arm, we look up in our hands, but continue keeping the hips moving forward. Now let's take that left arm to reach out long over our head, and we look up under the arm and toward our hand. Try to create a straight line with the left hand to your left hip, down to your left foot. Continue your breath. Inhale into the nose, exhale into your nose. If it's too difficult for you to do that, you will block the exhale out of your mouth. Nicely done. Now we're going to inhale, bring our body back up to our Warrior Two position. And then we straighten our front leg and take a step up with our left foot about 6 inches. The legs are now about 3 feet apart. Let's keep back just a little bit to get a better center image as we inhale. We're going to exhale, move over to the right side, keeping both legs straight, rest the right arm inside of your leg, reach up with your left hand, keep that left hip and shoulder coming back, continuing your breath. Press it into the ground, the outside of your feet. Nice triangle pose here. Imagine you're hanging from a string into your left hand fingers, holding it, and line up that left hand to your shoulder to your right. Bringing that left hip and shoulder back in as if there's a wall behind you. And we inhale, come up. Exhale, lower the arms. Now we're going to put our feet to the other direction. But again, step back with our right foot about 4 or 5 feet apart. Arms out to the T as we inhale. Then exhale, bend the front leg, back of your left leg, so your left knee is over your ankle, lunging into the heel to keep your back leg straight. You're trying to have your left thigh parallel to the ground. Shoulders are back and down away from your ears. Looking over your left arm to your left fingertips and beyond. You're reaching far back with your right hand. Continuing the breath in and out. Arms are level. They're parallel to the ground. Inhales and exhales. Great, now as we inhale, we exhale, move over to the left, rest that forearm on our thighs, we reach up with the right arm, cup of the thumbs, continuing the breath. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take that right arm to reach out long over our head as we look up and under the arm and toward the hand. Reaching as you keep breathing. Great. Now we're going to inhale, come up to a Warrior Two, where we were. Straightening the front leg, adjust your back foot, that right foot about 6 inches up. We are keeping that foot inward. The toes are pointed in, about 45 degree angle. So inhale. We're going to exhale, move over to the left. Bring our arm inside of the leg, or rest your forearm on your thigh, and reach up with your right hand to look up at our thumb. Continue the breath. Great job. Let's stretch in the back. Keep bringing your right hip and shoulder back. Your eyes onto a focal point. It does great. Your body should be feeling really well and helping increase your flexibility. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and bring our body up. As we inhale, exhale, lower the arms. Now turn your feet so your feet are pointing forward. And step back out a bit. Our legs are to 4 to 5 feet apart. Okay, so now we're going to go into a split leg forward bend. So here we're going to go ahead and move forward with a flat back. Keeping the hips over the heels, we fold forward as we exhale, rest the hands onto the ground. Keeping your left hand right onto the ground and your fingers pointing to the right side. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, we turn to the right, look up with that hand. Try to line up the right hand through your shoulder to your left. reaching, you can dive with that right hand, continue with your breath. Your legs straight, control those heels. On the inhale, you can exhale a little bit more down. That right hand to the ground as we inhale, fingertips are pointing to the left. Exhale, turn to the left as you look up the hand. Continue with your breath. Great job, balance the inhale, and exhale, lower the arm. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and start to pivot our feet to our right side, put that left knee on the ground. You're going forward with your hips to your right arm, and then right hand and right, left hand are under, right knee. So forward with the hips, we lean back with the torso a bit. Take your left arm up high, right hand stays your knee, and now let's take it over to the right side with that left arm. You can move on forward with your hips. You're also leaning back just as you breathe. Good. So let's stretch on your left side. Nice. Relax in the deep breath. Now let's go ahead and inhale, come up. Exhale over the arm. Now let's go ahead and straighten this front leg. Slide the hands down the leg if you exhale. Hold it over that leg. Bring your shoulders and your head down toward that leg. If you'd like to rest your hands onto the ground, you can do that as well. Continuing your breath, now with that right foot, we'll ax the foot toward our knee, but you keep your legs straight, right through here, so let's stretch right at the back of your leg. And foot down. Left to the foot, and right back down. Continue with your breath as you move that foot. Great. Okay, now we're going to slow that down, put the foot back down, bring out right arm inside the leg, go forward with the hips, and let's swing this leg back around the table, throw it, and hands and knees, knees under the hips, knees below the shoulders. Now we're going to bring our left leg up, and the left leg up, go forward with the hips into the heel, bring your left hand to your knee, right hand to follow. We're laying back just a little bit. Go forward with your hips. Now, as you lean back, you feel a nice stretch in your abdominal region. You feel a nice stretch right in your abs, right? Right through here. Right in your stomach. Okay, now, left hand stand your leg or your forearm. Let's reach up to the right as we inhale. Okay, exhale, take it to the left side with that right arm. Continuing the breath. Okay, we're going to inhale, come up, exhale, lower the arm, now we're straightening that front leg. The left leg is now straight. And we fold forward as we slide our hands down that left leg, over that leg, and move your left foot a bit. Great job, keeping your back flat as you move it over the leg. Really well. Let that stretch in the hamstring. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and unlock this left leg, put it back down, and bring this left leg back around. Okay, so now we're going to move into a plank pose. Here, we're going to come onto our forearms, taking our legs back, keeping our hips in line with our heels and our shoulders. Okay, 30 seconds. Again, draw the navel through the spine. Shoulders, over the elbows. Okay. And forth, legs back, heels back, legs straight. Rest your knees down, feet flat, rest your hips, bring your hands under your shoulders, and push up into a cobra, shoulders back to down, look it up. You're going to flow, continue your breath. Great, shoulders are back and down, your hips are still under the ground, so you're too far back with your feet. Okay, now we're going to work into a side plank rest and dip. So if we go into a side plank, this is great for the core muscles. What we're going to do is rest on our right forearm, have your feet, your legs are back up, they were back to a plank. If you're turning your heels to the side, and stacking your left hip on top of your right hip, left shoulder on top of your right shoulder, keep the crown of your head in line with your spine as you breathe. We're holding for 30 seconds, so here's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Great. Lowering your hips. Coming up. And let's go ahead and bring our legs around to the other side. I have a second. And your clock, I'd be able to watch the clock or watch the digital timer, but I don't have one. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do this once again. Actually, I do have my phone. I'm doing also the recording of a podcast with the phone. So I hope you can get the podcast on iTunes. And please leave your review. I'd love to see your review there. Okay, so that will help me out as well. And let me know what other videos I can do for you. Here we go. Side plank. Let's come up 30 seconds. Breathing in now. Relax with the breath. You'll have, when you put your fingers in your sides, you're all contracted those muscles are. As you're breathing, knowing that you can go through and do a whole other sequence or of exercises that we have just gone through here today. Good. You're almost there. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, and 1. Great. Lowering the body back down. Good. Now we're going to rest on our back. Okay, here's what we're going to do next. We're going to go ahead and bring our legs in. Just kind of circle those legs a little bit. Just let your low back. Give you the other direction. Okay, we slow that down. Put the right foot on the ground. Just lift up that right and left leg. Put the hands behind the knee. Lifting your heel. Hands behind that leg. Or up higher if you'd like. Bring it back. So lift your heel. Toes towards your knee. Let's stretch deep into the back of your leg. Nice inhales and exhales. Then you can move your foot in circles. Loosen up the ankle. And then you get a good stretch in before we go and do a hike tonight. We're going to be doing a nice, great, wonderful hike in Yosemite National Park. Doing a night hike. And we'll be at cloud, going up to cloud rest. Watch sunrise in the morning, and I'm planning to do a yoga video up top on the top there. So I'll see what I can do to upload the video and have it on my iTunes podcast. iTunes podcast for the audio, but the video I'll have it on my website at urbanroom.com and also the YouTube channel. My YouTube channel there. Okay, now we're going to slow this down and bring the knee into our chest. And we'll cross the foot over the right leg and push this left leg forward with our hand. Now that stretches out your hip on the outside. Okay, now let's slide the left hand through the leg, placing both hands behind the right knee and lift that right leg up high. Now continue to push the leg forward with your left arm as you relax with your breath. Palms trying to breathe in the muscles, we're feeling the stretch. Okay, so that's very helpful. Now we're going to release our hands, put the right foot on the ground, keep our left knee to our chest, take the right leg straight. Now what we're going to do is pull and go to the side for an alligator stretch. So here we're going to go ahead and roll over to our right side. So put the right hand outside your left knee, left arm reaching out to the side, looking over at that hand, we inhale. Place the left foot on your right thigh. Exhale, roll onto that right side as you look over at that hand. Continue your breath. Keep bringing the leg closer to the right side toward the ground. We'll stretch your low back, we'll stretch your chest. Keep your right leg straight, left foot. Each inhale. Build while you're there. Then each exhale, go deeper into your pose. Then bring that leg farther to the right side. The left shoulder stays down. Okay, now your knees up and up. Left foot. Left arm comes back. And our right foot to the ground as well. Relax with each breath. Okay, so let's mirror the image now. Let's go bring our left leg, our right leg in, sorry. And that right leg stands in close to the body, place our hands behind that knee, lift that leg up high, lift it to the knee. Your hands could be up higher if you'd like, as long as you keep your leg straight. Now circle that right foot round and around, trying to go these 10 circles to the foot one direction. Bring the leg back straight. 9, 10. Now you're going to change the direction of that foot. And 12. Done. Next is bring the knee to your chest. So bring that in. Cross that right foot over your left leg, push the opponent's hand. Okay, let's move the needles down. Spread the needles by the right hand through the leg. Place your hand behind that left knee. Lift that left leg up high. You press that leg forward with your arm. Great on time and continue breathing as you lift from your heel. Flex that foot. Release our hands, we've got left foot down, bring our right leg into our chest, take left leg straight, place right foot on our left thigh, the left hand up by your knee, right arm reaches out to the side as we inhale. Okay, we exhale, long that left hip, flip it over to the right hand, take that right foot down if you can, reach exhale, go a little bit more. Good. Relax with your breath. Inhale and exhale. Good. Bend out to the glutes. Bring it back up. Plant that right foot on the ground. Bring the right arm back next to you. Put your left foot on the ground. Finish. Now, you're going to move into a bridge. We're going to lift our hips up high. Your knees are still bent, and it's in feet. Move your hands, go reaching down, and they should be almost touching your heels as you lift your hips up high, and hips are in line with your knees to your shoulders. Continue your breath, and you can see the support of the bridge. You're there, or you're welcome to interlace your fingers and bring your arms and toes up. Bring your arms and shoulders under you. Sorry about that. Lift up high. Pressing into the ground with your arms. Move your mind with your hips. Now, release our hands. Take your arms and shoulders out from under us. Lower our hips down with control. Bring our knees into our chest and move it. Figure eight patterns of the infinity symbol, side to side with the left and lower back. Great, slowing it down. Going to roll over to our left side. You're going to put your right hand in front of you, and your left arm under your head as if you're sleeping or just taking a nap, resting. Do a deep breath in and out. Slow down your heart rate. Nice. Left hand, and pushing through there with the hand. Walk the body up. Come up deep into your spine. Knees underneath you. Fantastic job. I hope those are some great yoga poses for all those men out there. Now the women are welcome to try this as well and do these great exercises. But for all the men, now yoga for men, this video is dedicated for you. I hope you get out there and do more yoga to help stretch out your body. You'll find you'll be able to get six-pack abs, nice strong core, gain flexibility, and improve your balance. So, and increase your flexibility is very important. So we all know that. It helps reduce back pain. There's so many benefits to doing yoga. It's not just a woman thing. I've been doing yoga for many years, and it's been very helpful for me, both mentally and physically. Like I did say and mention that I do plan with my fiance and also friends, we are going to be doing a night hike going up to the top of Cloud Grass to be able to enjoy the beautiful weather up there in Yosemite Park. Sorry, I have to adjust that. Kind of annoying, there's a curtain in the way. But I do hope that you please leave me a comment. And also, if you do go into the iTunes podcast for this at Urban Root Mind, Body, and Soul, please leave me a review in your iTunes account. That would be very helpful for me to help you even more. So you can also go and find me at a helpout. That's helpout.google.com/plusurbanroot. That's ERVINRUHE. Thank you everybody for watching, and I hope to see you on the trail, see you out there getting in shape, getting fit, getting moving. So be happy and be healthy and have a great day, and be sure you listen to your body with all the yoga and make sure you're practicing these kinds of exercises at least 2-3 times a week. Hey everybody, this is Urban Root Jr. of UrbanRoot.com. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. Bye-bye.